KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. British Airways has canceled all short-haul flights scheduled to fly into or out of Heathrow Airport today in London. There is a power outage throughout the whole airport because of a big fire at an electrical substation a block away. At least 1,300 flights have been affected. Israel's defense minister says he has ordered ground forces to advance deeper into the Gaza Strip, vowing to hold more land until Hamas releases the remaining hostages it still holds. A federal judge ordering the Trump administration to answer questions today about the deportation of those hundreds of Venezuelan migrants.
U.S. District Judge James Boasberg, in a sharply worded order, calling the Department of Justice's explanations of this incident woefully insufficient. And he slammed the DOJ's apparent attempt to stonewall the court. The White House claims the judge's written order holds more weight than the verbal order he issued from the bench earlier.
ABC's Terry Moran. The administration argues the president has the legal authority to carry out the deportations. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The Trump administration is cutting funding that's critical to museums and libraries. The president signed an executive order essentially eliminating agencies, including the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Last year, the IMLS had nearly $300 million appropriated by Congress. That money gets distributed to museums and libraries as grants, including ones here in Madison. The Madison Public Library used IMLS money to create its Bubbler Arts Learning Program, and now libraries all over the country are following suit, and they're using Madison as their example. That's according to Library Director Tana Elias. Meanwhile, the Madison Children's Museum is currently right in the middle of executing a years-long IMLS grant. They're using it to evaluate engagement and plan growth in the future. They've gotten some of that money, but not all of it. Other Madison mainstays have gotten funding from the Institute as well, including the Wisconsin Historical Society, the Veterans Museum, the Chazen Museum, Ulbricht Gardens, and Momoka. Over the last 15 years, the IMLS has given, on average, 18 grants per year to Wisconsin institutions for a total of nearly $70 million. Meanwhile, more people than ever are enjoying Wisconsin's national parks. New data shows a record number of visitors to National Park Service locations in the Badger State in 2024. The most popular National Park Service lands here are the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway and the Apostle Islands. Meanwhile, the one closest to us, the Ice Age National Scenic Trail, got about 30,000 visitors last year. Of course, this increase comes as the Trump administration seeks to slash the federal workforce, including National Park Service workers here in Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers beat Montana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team with a win over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell led scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell with 18. And asked how he was more aggressive in the second half under the basket.
Credit to my coaches and my teammates for being on me about staying aggressive. Like you said, in the second half, finally got it going a little bit inside. And obviously we knew we had the size advantage.
So the Badgers move on. They play Brigham Young tomorrow night at 6:25. In Cleveland, it's the Marquette Golden Eagles against New Mexico tonight. NBA, the Bucks dominated a shorthanded Lakers team, 118-89. Doc Rivers' reaction to L.A. resting four of their top players, including LeBron and Luka Doncic.
Your only concern is that your guys just keep their focus. They've had a brutal schedule, and so they had the rest guys somewhere. Picking an East Coast team is smarter than picking a West Coast team.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to the low to mid 50s this afternoon with wind southwest gusting to 30 to 35. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 24. Tomorrow, sunshine 44 with rain likely tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you? I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Wes and Lori from the Western Dane Democracy Project.
And you'll get a double dose of John and Gordy. We'll be on for Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. This is Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
He's obsessed with every issue other than the economy. You see the tariffs raising prices. You see the Doge cuts, meaning tens of thousands of Americans are losing their jobs and being told it's their fault. You see potential cuts to Medicaid that would decimate rural health care. Between Trump and Musk, I'm not sure which one's Thelma and which one is Louise, but our economy is that car, and they are driving it off the cliff.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Governor Andy Beshear.
Trump's tariffs are going to increase the price of gas. The amount it increases it, that is the Trump tax. It's going to increase the price of food in your grocery store. The amount it increases it is the Trump tax. It's going to increase the price of a new home. The amount it increases it is the Trump tax. And I don't say that because I'm a Democrat and he's a Republican. I say it because he and he alone is making these decisions and is responsible for how prices are going to rise.
Yep.
Don't you love that? Remember, we were, you know, all the many postmortems about what Democrats did wrong. So many saying that, you know, we were telling people that the economy wasn't bad, that it was actually good. And that's what. So now guess what they're telling? They're telling that the economy's really good now. Republicans and Trump are telling everybody the economy's really good.
And they're going to pay a price for it.
Kellyanne Conway insisted the president is winning at every single turn. So much winning. Consumer sentiment actually dropped 11% just this month. She said this week we saw wholesale down, the price of eggs go down. No. Mortgage rates go down. No. Let's see. Consumer confidence going up. Everything's turning up Trump. Those are alternative facts, or we'd like to call them lies. Oh, and then she said even Chuck Schumer's waving the white flag, crying Chuck Schumer, crying and surrendering to Trump. See, that's why you don't do that, because you know that she's going to...
We can't be afraid of what Kellyanne Conway says.
See you next Tuesday. Yeah, Jeffrey said this is bad. Delta's CEO just admitted no one wants to say out loud. The economy is breaking down in real time. Airlines are slashing forecasts. Flights are emptying out. Consumers are tapped out. When people start cutting back on travel, it's a sign, right? The discretionary income, et cetera.
Where was I reading that major retailers are issuing warnings about people just aren't buying stuff anymore? And that's going to really affect the economy when those numbers come in.
Laura, this is my dear leader / let them eat cake stack.
Okay.
That I've just instituted.
All right.
Yes, thank you. I didn't take a vote. It's become an autocracy. I've just made stacks up willy-nilly with no input from y'all.
Okay.
Laura Ingraham said, ow, just ignore the sky's falling reports in the regime press. Turn out the breathless reporting about market gyrations, because even the most dedicated globalists, they know Trump's good for business. What we're living through now is a transition. This one's good for us. Okay. You just keep telling everybody. Okay. Meanwhile, Greg says, thank you for flying FAFO Airlines. Please put your tray tables up and seats back in their original upright position as you descend to your final destination and find out. This particular one, man voting for leopards eating faces off party, shocked to find his Peruvian wife's face is a leopard delicacy. He voted for Trump, and now his wife is being deported back to Peru because...
I never thought
the leopards would eat my face.
No, bonded over bigotry, but they weren't supposed to turn on me. No, I never thought
the leopards would eat my face.
Hold it down now. I never thought
the leopards would eat my face.
No, I never thought it would happen to me. Bonded over bigotry, but they weren't supposed to turn.
Oh, we're gonna be singing that so many more times.
Yep.
So we have famed actor Paul Fitzgerald, who happens to be my tiny baby nephew, and the new Shonda Rhimes president, in studio all next hour.
That's right.
Do you know how weird it is to do show prep for someone you used to give a bath to? It's like doing background on my...
Who
used to sing Fonzie into his hairbrush. He'll be right there next hour. Speaking of famous actors...
Also, famed bisexual.
Yes. Uh-huh. And married to a lady person who's flying in tomorrow.
That's right.
Yes. We're all going to the premiere.
And he's done makeout sessions with some of your staff.
What?
Huh?
Oh, geez. Let's not. Okay.
Wait a minute. Wait just a minute. Can we run that back?
Before he was married.
Yeah. Thank you,
yes,
Chris.
Yes, before he was married.
His wife is a delight.
His wife is a delight.
Okay. Who said about antagonizing their fans? I know how many motherfuckers hate me. I'm never going to see a Sam Jackson movie again. I care. If I never went to another movie I did in my life, I'm not going to lose any money. I already cashed that check. You. Burn up the videotapes. I don't give a... You're an actor, stick to acting. No, mother... I'm a human being, and that feels a certain way. Actually, there's kind of a clue in there, because he says... Who is it?
Quentin Tarantino.
No! Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh.
He said I'm Samuel L. Jackson, right? Okay, Tristan Snell, our buddy, our pal, with a little bit of history. You might want to cue our new sponsor, you know, the burger place. Mm-hmm. In 1933, Germany's legislature passed an enabling act that allowed Hitler and his Nazi cronies to pass laws and allocate money without the legislature's involvement. The continuing resolution would give Trump and Musk the exact same power.
I go now to the Hitler
this section
burger,
brought to you by
Hitler burger, the Hitler burger. I go now to the Hitler burger to get myself my lunch.
By the way, fired everyone at NOAA, and no one had any idea that when they heard tornadoes and stuff were going to just kill 40 people. Guess what he tweeted? I just won the golf club championship, probably my last at Trump International Golf Club in Palm Beach County, Florida. Such a great honor. The awards dinner's tonight at the club. I want to thank the wonderful golf staff and all the many fantastic golfers that participated. Such fun.
That's in the
Let 'Em Eat Cake stack.
And also, that story I sent you about what he's doing to the Oval Office.
Oh, this is also in the Let 'Em Eat Cake stack. While they're stealing your Social Security and Medicare and you're getting fired, Liberace in chief gilds every surface in the Oval Office. In keeping with the style he has adhered to for decades, there's gold everywhere.
Uh-huh.
We are literally in the French Revolution, let them eat cake phase, aren't we?
Yeah.
New gold vermeil figurines on the mantle, medallions on the fireplace, gold eagles on the side tables, gilded Rococo mirrors on the doors. Oh, good, so he can look at himself.
Rococo?
That's insane.
Diminutive gold cherubs.
Oh, God.
Shipped in from Mar-a-Lago. Even the remote control for the TV is wrapped in gold.
Oh, God.
He even toyed with the idea of hanging a chandelier in the Oval Office. And he's going to flatten the rose garden by paving over the grass and turning it into a patio-style area for dancing, much like he did at Mar-a-Lago.
That is, okay, gold is not the architectural style of... Anything in D.C., let alone the White House. It's Georgian architecture.
It's just so funny. I'm in so much debt, and they're hanging chandeliers in the White House.
I'm telling you, it's the stuff revolutions are made of, right? You got a billionaire with a chainsaw giggling about, you know, your retirement account and God knows what else. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Yeah, Vatican Observatory said if Vladimir Putin himself had invaded America and came up with a plan to destroy our economy and wreck the cohesion of our society, he could not have done better than Donald Trump has done on his own with the help of Elon Musk. That was Jamie Raskin. I was going to do that as a guess the quote. Oh. It was Jamie Raskin by way of Samuel Jackson. No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Okay, here's one for you.
All right.
Who said if we continue to observe norms, if we continue and engage in business as usual, this democracy could be gone? I don't think we have a year to save American democracy. Who said that?
H.R. Puffin Stuff.
No, Chris Murphy. You already played it. You already have the sound. All Democrats need to be talking like that, with that urgency. Our friend Representative Robert Garcia from out here, great state of California.
I'm super pissed and angry about what some of the Senate Democrats, the leadership in the Senate, did to pass Donald Trump and basically Elon Musk's budget proposal, just completely, completely weak, in my opinion. House Democrats largely stayed together. We pushed back. We fought hard. And then to do this is crazy.
Yep, agreed. AOC echoing.
For Senate Democrats to completely roll over and give up, I think there is a deep sense of outrage and betrayal. Just to see Senate Democrats even consider acquiescing to Elon Musk, I think it is a huge slap in the face.
Oh, my God. You know when Senator Football McDump praised you're going the wrong way? Uh-oh. Tommy Tuberville praised John Fetterman.
Yep.
He said John Fetterman's come a long way. He's had all kinds of health issues since he got here. Yeah, and y'all couldn't have been meaner to him, and we all defended him. But I'll tell you what, he's the only leader out there that's speaking common sense. Oh, of course, because they want Democrats that will bend the knee, that will acquiesce. Have you not seen over the course of this weekend what happens when you appease the bully, right? It's just, okay. Judd Apatow said people like Lindsey Graham are the end of America. He wants only investigation of Democrats and not Republicans. He wants those to be illegal. He does not believe in the justice system. This is the definition of authoritarianism. And by the way, if it's not you, you're not taking crazy pills. Question says there are decades when nothing happens, and then there are weeks when decades happen. 2025 is a year when 100 years of progress disappeared. Okay, so I'm not the only one that. How many tweets was that I sent you? Oh, dear God.
It's 8 pages.
That's a lot. Here, would you like, it's not really a fun fact, would you like sad facts? Those are the only kind of facts we have now.
Just facts.
For 479 years, Switzerland has remained neutral until now. It took 31 days to break 479 years of neutrality. Think about that. They stayed neutral through Hitler.
They suddenly became unneutral? What?
Yes.
What's the background of that?
They're like, this mother. That's what they're. They're like, Hitler, we're going to let that slide. This guy?
What's the background on that?
Matt Perkins says, now this is flat out amazing. I saw a Trump supporter claiming an NBC poll has Trump at high approval ratings. It's amazing because if you simply go to the NBC website, it shows Trump approval rating at 47, disapproval for 51%. He has always been underwater. Not sure that's a highly favorable for Trump. This must mean Trump is telling his supporters his numbers are high, and they're not even checking the sites themselves to see if what he says is true or not. They're just taking what he says as fact. Okay. Brendan in Maryland. Hello, Brendan.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I want to let you know that I'm a person who has worked in Democratic politics for over 15 years. I am absolutely pissed off beyond belief because of what Senator Schumer did on Friday. It is a capitulation, and it hurts every single person who wants to actually work in Democratic politics, because how are we going to be able to get the interns? How are we going to be able to get the people who really want to help our country out and are idealistic if we continuously don't ever fight?
I agree.
We're sitting here in the middle of a we're sitting here in the middle of the possibility of losing our country, and I mean like within the next 30 days. I don't mean within the next year or 2 years when the next election cycle is.
Yep.
We are sitting here talking about an election cycle or what the next messaging is.
I agree. I think that's why, look at, you know, only Senate Democrats can change their leadership. But I just think, you know, if you're going to listen, don't just go to the town halls. Listen to your base. And by the way, we've got them on the run. Jessica Tarloff, our Fox News friend, right?
If you look at the latest Quinnipiac poll, there's over 50% disapproval of Trump himself, how he's handling the economy, how he's handling the federal workforce, how he's handling Ukraine and Russia, how he's handling trade with Mexico, how he's handling trade with Canada. So basically, he's underwater on everything. And a lot of that is due to the fact that Democrats are out there at town halls, like Jason Crow, for instance, held a town hall. He's a representative in Colorado. 1,300 people showed up to that. And there was tons of social feed that came out of that. And we know about the Republicans having town halls and then having to run away.
Yep. We've got to seize this moment, Chris. We've got to turn this around. We've got to say, look, it's time for new leadership in the Senate. Even, I mean, when you've got Hakeem Jeffries and Nancy Pelosi saying, Schumer's wrong on this. Yes. I just think it is time, because it is just a critical moment, as our caller just said. And Chris Murphy said, we don't have much time. Mm-hmm. So this isn't like, oh, the midterms or whatever.
Right.
This is now.
Hakeem Jeffries said yesterday that he and Schumer used to talk all the time. They haven't talked since this.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame him. He's just, Schumer's just wrong. And it is just time for new leadership. I mean, it's up to the people of New York whether he stays in the Senate. I'm not even talking about, again, that's later, primary, all that. I'm talking about now.
Right.
When you've got, you know, this kind of energy out here. I just think you gotta seize the moment. All right, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Stamps.com and flexibility. Tedious tasks, what? Like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, documents, packages can be done on your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday. You can you decide when, where to invest your time. It's just Stamps.com. It handles all of your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace or shopping cart. If you sell products online, access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer, your phone, anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Let's go. Flexibility. Check into it. Stamps.com. If you use the code Stephanie, you get a 4-week trial, free postage, free digital scale, no long-term commitment or contract. Go to Stamps.com. Type in the code Stephanie.
Here's Stephanie Miller.
Well, did you know scammers can literally steal your home right out from under you? The FBI calls it house stealing, and it's a growing real estate scam targeting American homeowners. So let me ask you, when was the last time you checked your home title? If you're like me, the answer is never, and that's exactly what scammers are counting on. That's why I trust Home Title Lock. Their million-dollar triple lock protection helps keep your home and equity safe. Here's what you get. Immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there are any changes, and if a fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud and restore your title at no additional cost. And here's the best part. I've teamed up with Home Title Lock to give you a free title history report so you can find out if you're already a victim and access your personal title expert. That's a $250 value just for signing up. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, use the promo code Stephanie250, or click on the link in the description. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Stephanie250 to get the protection and peace of mind that you deserve.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness and, more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Stephanie Miller.
New song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Chapel Row.
I'm telling you, Bella has been like a vaginal rejuvenation for this show. All right. Part of the vaginal rejuvenation of the Democratic Party is people like Tim Walz going out to listen to the folks, to the town halls, right? Governor Walz.
I got asked a question. Who's in charge? Who's the leader of the Democratic Party, Governor? And I said, the people are. And for 3 days on Fox News, they're like making fun, you know, the bungholes that are in the morning, like talking, oh, Walz doesn't even know who the leader of the party is. Well, you know why? They sure know where it is. They know who their leader is because Chap lit from butt kissing one person.
Oh.
So demand it. There is not going to be a charismatic leader ride in and do this. It is going to be people coming out on a beautiful Friday afternoon demanding change and holding people accountable.
Wow. Thank you.
Can you say that on the air?
I don't know. We just did. Okay. Well, we didn't. Tim Walz did. I don't know why he must work so blue.
Why can't he be like that nice Rita Redmond?
Yes, exactly. Angeline says the Democratic Party has also announced plans to hold people's town halls in competitive GOP-held districts across the country. So far, they've announced events in Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Iowa, Michigan, Missouri, Nebraska, and Pennsylvania. Last night, the first of these town halls was Tim Walz in Des Moines.
Yep.
He'd held nothing back when speaking to the crowd. He is like in campaign mode. Good for him. But by the way, the people are going, where's Kamala? I thank you. Book Thief says Tim Walz is an elected official, so yes, he should be using his position to speak up. Kamala Harris is a private citizen, and y'all had a hand in doing. She's allowed to rest. She's allowed to chill out. Hope that helps.
She's been doing local stuff here.
Yeah.
Helping out with fire relief.
She got the NAACP award and whatever.
Right.
But, Mally says, y'all were asking where Hillary was in 2016. Are you only asking where Kamala is once again because you're expecting a black woman to save you? Y'all better leave that woman alone. You had your choice, your chance with her. This is not her fight. It's yours. And what the hell do you expect her to do? She's a private citizen, not running for office. Leave her alone. Yeah, you're lucky she even performed for you. I'm going all Britney fan on your ass. Chris, who said, I believe CNN and MSNBC are literally right, 97.6% bad about mere political arms of the Democrat Party. In my opinion, they're really corrupt. They're illegal. What they do is illegal. Who said that?
Millard Fillmore.
No. Oh, that was a horrible guess. I mean, Donald Trump.
Oh, okay.
How'd that appeasement go for you, Joe and Mika? Good?
I guess the bad president.
So bitter, so bitter. You did. Okay. That was good. Okay. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Dane County will soon have some new tools to work on justice reform, especially how the criminal justice system, mental illness, and housing insecurity are all connected. According to WKOW, the county is receiving two national grants. One of them will help get mental health and substance use disorder resources to people involved in the criminal justice system. In another grant, Dane County was one of eight municipalities chosen to work with NYU to expand housing access. Criminal justice reform was a hallmark of Dane County Executive Melissa Agard's campaign. And an update on the case featured in Making a Murderer, Stephen Avery is now asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to step in. Lisa Hale has the story.
Stephen Avery personally sent a letter to the Wisconsin Supreme Court last week asking for a new trial. He said he was the, quote, victim of a setup and it has to be fixed now, end quote. The state's highest court rejected that petition because the 62-year-old Avery has an attorney but does not have hybrid representation where both he and the lawyer present arguments to the court. An appeal by Avery's attorney is pending with the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Avery is serving a life sentence for the 2005 death of Teresa Halbach. That case gained notoriety with Netflix's docuseries Making a Murderer. Avery maintains his innocence. All of his appeals so far have been denied.
And if you don't want to wait in line on April 1st, you can vote early this weekend. Not all municipalities have early voting available on weekends, but Madison does. You can vote at any of the polling places at Madison Libraries tomorrow. And then on Sunday, you can vote at three libraries and a handful of churches. But you should know if you want to vote early, registration is not available on the weekend. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to the low to mid 50s this afternoon with wind southwest gusting to 30 to 35. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 24. Tomorrow, sunshine 44 with rain likely tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our break into spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize. A brand new Verlo Queen mattress set from Verlo and Madison, including a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station that gets set to win starting Monday, March 24th. Get ready to break into spring with WMDX.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, stand-up comedian and regular guest of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Hari Kondabolu, is here on the show. And This Shouldn't Be a Thing, join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
This is not a normal political moment. This is not a normal political fight. What Donald Trump is doing right now is absolutely insidious. He is every single day acting unconstitutionally. He is trying to destroy the rule of law. And so this, to me, is a moment where we need to be restraining the president's power, not giving him new authorities.
Thank you, Senator Chris Murphy. Yep. Angeline, great point. She said immediately after the nine Dems voted to advance the CR, those same senators began to call for party unity, urging the left not to criticize Dems who supported the CR, but instead to focus on defeating Trump. We can do both. Such calls for party unity are misdirected and disingenuous. The only Dems who divided the party were the nine senators who voted to advance the CR after House Dems remained unified in opposition to the CR at great risk in Trump-leaning districts. That is a great point. Our friend Frank Conniff said, how could the Democratic leadership so easily cave to MAGA, asked the mainstream media corporations that reacted to Trump's frivolous lawsuits by contributing millions to his presidential library? Thank you. Stop bending the knee. We are in the fight of our lives here. Anita in San Antonio, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello.
Good morning. Yeah, you know, you just played Chapel Rowan. I wonder how she's feeling now that she said she couldn't vote for Kamala Harris.
I know.
Because of Gaza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a problem with her because of that. I like her music.
Yeah, her music's great.
Yeah, I think... Yeah. I think Chuck Schumer and those other Democrats, they voted to protect Wall Street because that bill is a big stimulus for Wall Street.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why they want it. They're protecting Wall Street. It's no coincidence that the two New York senators voted for that bill or going to vote for it.
Yeah.
I think that if Republicans say they can't, you know, they're afraid of Elon Musk because he might primary them, he might finance a primary for them, we have to continue to try to bankrupt Elon Musk.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, what's the singer's name again?
Chapel Rowan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What all the kids are listening to.
The good thing is I'm not looking to Chapel Roan for my political buddies.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Well, because you're, you know, what's the word? Smart. I just, every story that comes out, Chris, I go, the U.S. and Israel have reached out to officials of three East African governments to discuss using their territories for potential destinations for resettling Palestinians uprooted from Gaza under Trump's proposed post-war plan, which includes Trump Gaza, and Sudan, Somalia, blah, blah, blah. Because all three places are poor and in some places wracked by violence, the proposal also casts doubt on Trump's stated goal of resettling Palestinians in a beautiful area. It's going to be so beautiful. I mean, it's all of it.
Yeah. Ask Ilhan, I believe it's Ilhan Omar. She was from Somalia. Yeah. Ask her about the violence there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, presumably against their will, Palestinians are not going to want to. I mean, I just wanted to say, 70% of Israelis want Netanyahu to resign. So once again, it is not anti-Semitic to think Netanyahu is a war criminal. You know, Israelis want Benjamin Netanyahu to say sorry and go away. A survey says a staggering 87% of Israelis want him to resign either now or after the Gaza war. Netanyahu not only presided over the worst security failure in Israel's history, but has actively governed against the will of the country's majority. A significant majority of Israelis reject any effort to resettle Gaza. So, you know, that's why a lot of the arguments here were just in bad faith.
Right. And don't let anyone tell you that you're anti-Semitic if you protest against the Netanyahu government.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with religion.
Yeah, because, guess who hates the Netanyahu government?
Right.
Israelis.
Yes.
Okay. USDA hires back all 6,000 fired a month ago with back pay, so Musk gave them a month paid vacation. It seems a bit wasteful. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Something like that.
Axios says 10 of 13 participants from this battleground auto industry state border in Canada said what they're seeing isn't what they thought they were voting for, and they're worried about Trump's approach may hurt their pocketbooks. Erratic, frightening, disruptive, dictator were the words they used to describe their concerns. I'm telling you, we have to seize this moment. Lincoln Project said Republicans, Democrats, independents, Trump expects us all to lay down while he steamrolls over our lives and liberties. That and him. That is, we are that central. We are Trump central. We're here for all your Trump needs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Including T-shirts.
Yeah, exactly.
They're available at StephanieMiller.com.
Absolutely. Hello, Stephen in Georgetown, Texas. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, how are you doing this morning?
Good, go ahead. What could possibly be wrong?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, basically what I wanted to say was I have a hard time believing that Biden administration just said, oh, well, and picked up and left after they lost the election in last November. I think what gets me through every day is that they're collecting evidence, and eventually the Trump administration, the 47 administration, will be in court, and there will be evidence. And as far as I can tell,
from your mouth to God's ears, that would be fantastic.
Who could Biden have left in there to collect all of this evidence?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's wishful thinking. We can't rely on that.
What I wish, fellow, they do prove that there was election fraud, and then everyone with their democratic analysis of what happened can shove it up their ass. That's what I mostly hope for.
Or as Tim Wall said, bunghole.
I'm sorry you had to see me like that.
No, it's okay. Get angry. It's Monday.
I'm with Tom's happy clappy thoughts. Convicted felon Donald Trump's presidency is already collapsing. Steve Schmidt torches his incompetence, corruption, spiraling authoritarian madness. Trump spews conspiracy rants, demands revenge, trashes the rule of law while his enablers prop up the disaster. The real damage is coming, and no one will forget what MAGA did to America. I don't know how this ends, but he is, as everybody keeps saying, trying to scrub history. Ann Applebaum said, here we go. The rewriting of history has formally begun. Oklahoma proposes teaching standards, suggesting a 2020 election there were discrepancies.
Oh, my God.
I mean, here we go. By the way, speaking of getting their facts, they were talking about how, the blue states live off the red states.
Right.
Some maggot said that.
Right.
Right. Original Spin said, if just California alone decided to take its ball and leave, Red America would be screwed. California is the world's fifth largest economy. It pays $692 billion in federal taxes. It only gets back $609, the biggest donor state in the U.S. California is 30% of the U.S. tech industry, largest manufacturing state, 12% of U.S. manufacturing, 11% of U.S. agriculture, 20% of U.S. dairy, home to 78 of the Fortune 100 companies and 337 of the Fortune 500 companies. I mean, on and on. But it's just they have their facts like completely reversed just because I guess Trump says it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one last one. Trump is running an ad hoc presidency. There are no rules. The law is strictly optional. And Trump, unbound by both, administers one shock to the system after another, Dana Milbank writes. There's no predictability to his actions. Business leaders and consumers have no idea what's coming next, and therefore they have no way to plan. And that, as much as anything, is what is wrecking the economy. Darren in Florida. Hi, Darren.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
The point I wanted to make is that with Chuck Schumer is that, unfortunately, we live in a very ignorant society. Not a whole bunch of us follow the news like we do. And then you've got that whole group of people that all they do is take the Kool-Aid from Fox News. Chuck Schumer should have shut the government down, because the majority of Americans, until they feel it actually hurting them, they're going to keep going on like nothing's going wrong in this country. So, I mean, it was just a huge mistake for him not shutting down the government.
And, you were saying they were cranking up Chris on Fox, of course, to blame Democrats for the shutdown. Sure. But Fox is always going to Fox. They're always going to do what they're going to do. So you can't be – and polling showed the opposite. The Democrats would not have gotten blamed. So you just can't keep being scared of what Fox is going to do. It's, Okay, one last one. Who said we have a would-be despot in the White House, but even with a rotting constitution on the verge of crisis, this is still a republic and the people are still sovereign? The task then is to make this clear to those in power who would like to pretend otherwise.
Dagan McDowell.
No, that was Jamel Bowie.
Oh, okay.
Not my Fox look-alike.
No. Okay. Didn't she just get married?
Oh, I don't. I don't. We don't exchange Christmas cards. I don't. Oh. I've never met her.
You've exchanged tweets or emails or something?
No. I tweeted at her. She ignored me.
Oh.
I just told her my mom thinks that she's me, so I wanted to get our story straight for Christmas.
And she didn't respond? All right.
No sense of humor. Okay. Adam in Dallas. Hey, Adam.
Hello, first-time caller. And Chris, I'm a fellow Sundeville alum.
Go Devils!
Stephanie, I have some shame on you, and then some praise for you, and then I have a question for you. Okay. So, a few months ago, you had a caller, and is Adam from Bangladesh, and you guys were like, no, there's no Adam from Bangladesh. This is a crank call. Well, that was actually me. I was traveling through Asia at the time.
I
asked your screener if you could please get me on quickly because the call was costing me over 20 cents a minute. But instead, you went to like Karen and Chicago and Sue and Rockford. You were getting free calls.
Sorry, I don't,
you know,
I can't.
Calls, so.
Yeah, right. I'm hosting a show, so I can't really read the entire board to know whatever.
Right. Right. And we only have so much space to put up notes on the screener.
Right.
Board. And our screener is in another city. So.
All right. Well, anyway, so some praise. Thanks for bringing Bella on.
Yeah.
And thanks, really, this really helps travelers a lot, especially overseas, for streaming your shows on YouTube now. That really helps.
Oh, good.
And, yeah. And then my question for you is, we've talked so many times about projections, how Republicans often do what they claim. No, they accuse Democrats of doing what they actually do. So I'm really worried when Trump accused Zelensky of starting World War III, if that actually means that he, Trump, will actually start World War III.
Yes.
What do you think?
I mean, yes, this is the thing. You know, it really, this is another lie you bought. I'm the new wars president. He just bombed Yemen over the weekend.
Right.
Threatened, what do you call it? Iran, and of course blamed everything on Joe Biden.
That's right.
Joe Biden's response pathetically weak to all Houthi terrorists. Your time is up, in all caps, like just the stupid. His statements are just so stupid. I can't even read them anymore. His
Please
statements
don't.
Are so stupid. All right. Oh, speaking of international things, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Okay. Aww.
Big shout out to Ireland. A golf course owned by Trump in the Republic of Ireland has been damaged by vandals, which we don't encourage.
No, we do not.
Wink. It was described as criminal damage to was caused to Trump International Golf Links in Dunenburg. The graffiti is believed to have been in support of Palestine, critical of you of Trump. Last week, in a pro-Palestinian group vandalized parts of his golf resort in Scotland, which the Stephanie Miller Show does not condone. Okay.
What did they do in Scotland? Did they destroy the haggis? What?
I don't know what they did. I don't know. Everyone in the world hates him. That's all I'm saying. Someone who said, you can simply tweet or post, he's such an idiot, and everyone in 99% of the world will automatically know who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I put something out on Blue Sky. There's a trend on TikTok right now, and it's like happy footage from like movies and like sports games, whatever. And the caption is always the world when the headline drops.
Oh.
And, you know, there's like a general consensus of we don't even need to say what the headline is. We just know the day the sky is a little less orange that's going to be a good day.
Right. Oh, God has sent us yet another sign.
Oh?
Just send us a sign, any kind of
any
sign.
Any kind of sign?
Yeah. Trump bonked in the face with a microphone. Did you see that? He got a face full of microphones. And he also tripped going up the stairs.
Uh-huh.
Remember when that was Biden, when he stumbled once? Yeah. But where's the 24/7 coverage?
Well, and also yesterday he was on Air Force One and they hit some turbulence and he was almost thrown to the floor.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This, you know what? This is God sending Chuck Schumer a sign, too. He had just praised Chuck Schumer. I appreciate Senator Schumer. I think he did the right thing. Really, I'm very impressed by that. And then he got bonked in the face with a...
Just give me a sign.
Yeah. Remember during the campaign when he filleted a microphone? That was fun. Remember? Don't you remember that? He held a microphone at me. You don't remember that?
God. Shove that onto my brain.
Oh, I know.
You just got that in
no,
there.
No, he pretended
Thank
he was
you.
Filleting a microphone. Oh, yeah, God. I don't. Don't ask me.
No.
Okay, because he's the alpha president.
Oh, God.
Okay. 48.
I can't anymore.
See? Even the fictional Shonda Rhimes president would not fillet a microphone.
Well,
we'll talk to him in a
fillet something else.
48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. That the president is in the presidential Cozy Earth sheath in the Lincoln bedroom upstairs.
Is he going to come down in his Cozy Earth pajamas?
I don't know. Let's see. With the presidential seal.
Oh.
The bamboo sheet set. I'm just telling you. You'll never get rid of house guests. It's just it's so soft. So you stay cool, comfortable, wrapped in five-star luxury all night long. And when you step out of the shower, Cozy Earth's luxe bath sheets. The president, he has a shower scene in the new Netflix series. I'm sure they use the luxe, because what would the president use? Cozy Earth's luxe bath sheets. They're huge.
I think it's a shower scene with another dude.
No, he's a, it's
yes!
A, it's a, No, NASA comes to regulate the temperature in a shower. We'll talk about it next.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
all
very
right.
Funny. Oh, okay. Anyway, so once you go Cozy Earth, there's no going back. That turns your home into a sanctuary.
Uh-huh.
Place you can unwind, recharge, indulge in everyday luxury. Oh, my sister asked if she can come out his mom. And I'm like, no, he's in the Lincoln bedroom. Secret Service is in the next room. There's no more room at the inn here for you. Okay, hey, guess what? You can make it risk-free with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code for up to 40% off the softest sheets, towels, pajamas, and more. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. When you get that survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Oh, I know. The state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, overwhelmed, like we're going in the wrong direction and there's nothing we can do about it. There are ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do, switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, and the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Those nonprofits need our help more than ever right now. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company: fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching so smart and easy, and you make a difference. Go to credomobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. That's credomobile.com. Don't forget that code is STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. credomobile.com. Type in the code STEPH25. Well, most people know that staying hydrated is essential to nearly every bodily function, but 75% of Americans still do not consume enough fluid daily as we age. Natural bodily changes make staying hydrated even harder, especially without artificial additives or excess sugars. That's where Native Path comes in with extra help. Native Path's Hydrate is not just another drink mix. It's a thoughtfully designed formula backed with BCAAs and all 9 essential amino acids to help with muscle recovery and overall vitality. Plus, it's completely sugar-free, 100% natural. With their Native Hydrate product, you can fuel your body with essential electrolytes at the cellular level for overall vitality. Unlike other hydration drink mixes that are designed for marathon runners and contain upwards of 1,000 milligrams of sodium, Native Hydrate contains just 230 milligrams of sodium for optimal daily hydration. Free of artificial flavors, sugars, and dyes, it's only 5 calories per serving. Every order comes with a 365-day money-back guarantee, so you can try it risk-free. NativeHydrate.com/Stephanie. See what Native Hydrate can do for your health. Si se puede.
Si se puede.
See what we did there? Yes, yeah. We can. Yeah. We can keep Free Speech TV on the air because of you. We are highlighting Dolores Huerta today,
yeah,
and all the other great labor activists over the years. Free Speech TV echoes that rally and cry, not just in two words, but in action. All of your truth tellers are here.
That's right?
Randy Rhodes and Tom Hartman and on. My sister is now sending me articles that Tom Hartman writes. So
oh.
I'm like, he writes an article like every 45 seconds. I can't possibly read
right.
all of them.
Yeah. He's prolific, they say.
Boy, howdy. Listen, support him and all the other great warriors here at freespeech.org/donate or call now. Please and thank you.
Because nothing says I'm a catch more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place. Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far. But our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah.
Another new song.
Yes.
Yay. The presidential motorcade has arrived. The Shonda Rhimes president will be joining us live in studio
All right.
in just a couple of minutes.
Do we know he's awake?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll go check. I'll ask Secret Service.
Okay.
All right. Matthew says Trump is threatening any media that reports anything negative about him or his administration will get the justice system, which he now controls, sent after them. He is threatening to remove broadcast licenses. Let's take a moment to say you. Okay. Also, thank you, Kelly. She said, just a reminder, Fox News had to pay $787 million for lying to its viewers, but CNN and MSNBC are illegal. He literally called networks illegal. Okay. Sue in Rockville. Hello. Hi, Sue.
Hello. Two quick things. Number one, since Trump gave himself the golf championship, Allison Gill gave herself a Peabody Award.
Oh!
Announced from her podcast studio.
I want something. What can I get, Chris? Get me something.
I'll get you this ball of lint.
I'll get you something. I'm going to get you the Best Broadcaster in America Award.
Yeah, great.
And it's from Bella and Chris and all the mooks were all there. And
I T-ball trophy.
Myself, I'm the best.
We'll get you a Buffalo Broadcasting
in America
Award.
I already have one. Go ahead.
Get her a new bike in honor of that. But I've been awarded the Best Mima in America Award.
Oh.
I couldn't have done it without my three kids and my six grandkids, but I awarded it from my computer room.
Oh.
So I hope everyone has a chance to give themselves an award.
All right.
And that's the funny part.
Okay.
But now I have a very serious question.
All right.
What are the damn consequences for flagrantly violating court orders?
Well, I guess we'll find
what
out.
What the hell is going on?
I mean, he literally is saying, you and what army are going to stop me? His army,
exactly.
Right? Like, this is why he's installing loyalists. I mean, the fact that Pam Bondi and who's this other D.C. guy, they're election deniers. They're like, they will absolutely try to help him rewrite the 2020 election and January 6th.
If the judges issue rulings and then they are flagrantly ignored and mocked, what do the judges do? What are their options? What is the enforcement? That's our only branch of government that's holding is the judiciary. But what happens when they get ignored?
Well,
do they fold or do they deputize people and arrest these sons of a bitches?
Yeah.
They can start with Stephen Miller and Elon Musk.
Well, you know, and Sue, the only thing, again, we have to, like, some, you know, slivers of light are some of the prosecutors that have quit. They, you know, by the way, did you know he's already tried to have, like, Chuck Schumer investigated? And I know we're not big Chuck Schumer fans
right.
today. But that prosecutor, you know, said no because there's no there.
Right.
Like, remember when we said that? Like, what happens when they don't need evidence or crimes, that they just want to hassle people and say they're being investigated? But when there is no premise, no facts and no evidence, then what? Right? 58 minutes after the hour, Sir Paul Fitzgerald.
Sir?
Of the new Netflix Shonda Rhimes series, The Residence.
All right.
Who plays the president.
His Highness.
We'll be down here momentarily.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome This Week in Waukesha host Don Brown and Milwaukee native and writer-director of Just a Bit Outside, Sean Hannish. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You can support animals in need in our community when you shop at Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Shop gently used and new clothing and accessories, home goods, toys, furniture, and a whole lot more. All proceeds from the Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores support the comfort and care of animals in need across the county. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift for more information.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Department of Justice before a federal judge right now answering questions about the deportation of those Venezuelan migrants to El Salvador. The judge called the Trump administration's answers so far woefully inadequate. And ABC's Terry Moran has more.
To underline what the administration's sweeping legal argument is here, they're saying the president has the power to round up hundreds of people and deport them to a prison in a foreign country with no hearing. And he has no obligation to any court to show what the evidence is against these individuals or even to say what their names are.
A large fire near London's Heathrow Airport knocking out power to Europe's busiest flight hub, forcing it to shut down and disrupting travel for hundreds of thousands of airline passengers. The risk of fire high today for much of the country. Red flag warnings in effect from New Mexico to Nebraska and stretching all the way to southern Florida as well. New studies showing unless things change quickly, almost all glaciers will have melted away by the end of the century. This is ABC News.